is KI4DOS calling CQ to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net control tonight is KI4DOS. My name is Gary, and my location is Easley. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic, bulletins, or announcements for the net? Please call KI4DOS. We will now begin roll call. This is a directed net. All stations with or without traffic are invited to check in. Please check in your proper alphabetical group. As you check in, give your call, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the rag shoot portion. This being Wednesday night, the rag shoot portion will be postponed a bit while we have the swap net portion of the net. Then we'll go on to the rag shoot. Let's start the roll call with any EchoLink stations. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Good evening to you and Joy, and to my traveling postcard buddy Jim. This is K4YNG. We're negative and negative for him.
KI4DOS. KDOS, please check in. Kilo Foxtrot 4, Mike Golf Zulu, KF4NGZ. Jim in Greer, South Carolina. Negative and negative. Good evening to you and everyone else on the net.
KI4DOS, Kilo Whiskey 4, Tango Sierra, Jim, Glen Burnie, Maryland, negative and negative, just listening.
KI4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, like to say good evening to K4YNG, that's my neighbor Fletch over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Fletch. Tell Miss Hester we said hello. And KF4MGZ, Mr. Jim, he's over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. And KW4TS, that's Mr. Jim out there making a living, going across the country, back and forth, up and down. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim, and you take care. Be safe out there, young man. Then I had some pre-check-ins. I had W4FCM, that's Mr. Fred, and his sweet bride, and 4IEI, that's Miss Isla, they're up in travel. And KI4LZI, that's Mr. Andy, he's up at Table Rock. Appreciate you being with us, Andy. And K4VKN, Mr. Allen, he's down there in Piedmont. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Allen. Got another EchoLink station up, so we'll grab him, and then we'll go to the alphabet. EchoLink stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
4DOS. Good evening to you, Gary, and all on the net. This is Kilo Foxtrot Zulu Zulu X-Ray. Steve, we're at the base of Parrish Mountain over here in beautiful Greenville County. We're just passing through tonight. Everybody have a good one, and we'll talk to y'all later.
And I would like to say good evening to K4X, Mr. Steve, up there at the base of Parrish Mountain. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Steve. Let's move up to the alphabet now, starting with M through P, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
3DOS.
Hey, Jamie. Check in WB4MOU, Ron and Pickens, and we'll be in and out.
4DOS, please check in, Kilo Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick, and our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle, we're all in Piedmont, I'll be negative and negative.
KI4DOS. Please check in K4OSH, Kilo 4 Oscar Sierra Hotel. Pat in Malden, no traffic, no comment. Thank you, sir.
K4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to WP4MOU, Mr. Ron over at Pickens. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Ron. And KK4ONO, that's Miss Lorena, and her husband Rick, KK4DMW, and their daughter Michelle, KM4MOQ. They're all down there in Piedmont. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Lorena. Tell Rick and Michelle we said hello. And K4OSH, Mr. Pat, he's down there in Malden. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Pat. Additional stations, Mike through Papa for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Please check in Whiskey Golf 4, Mike Charlie, WG4MC. This is Matt West, Greenville County. I'll be native and native. 73U and Air on the net.
Good evening to WG4MC, Mr. Matt over in Western Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Matt. Let's move up to the Quebec through Tango group, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Pick in KC4SKD Larry, KG4AHS Rhonda. Easily, no traffic, no wreck to you. Good evening.
KI4DOS. In Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John and Inman, no comment, no traffic.
DOS. In Whiskey, November 4, Sierra, Chris in Greenville, no traffic, no chew. Good evening to you and all on the net.
4 DOS, please check in. Kilo, Oscar, Golf, India, Philip Marion, no traffic, no news.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KC4SKD, Mr. Larry, and his sweet bride, KG4AHS, Miss Rhonda. Neighbors of mine over here in Easley. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Rhonda we said hello. And KN4RJN, Mr. John. He's up there in Inman. Appreciate you being here, John. And WN4S, Mr. Chris, he's over in Greenville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Chris. And KO4EGI, did I get your call right?
Mag Control, thank you very much. This is Philip from Marion.
Appreciate you being with us tonight. Good signal from Marion. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you anytime. A different net controller each night. Let's try Echo Link stations again. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS.
All I got was my call. Try it again.
This is KD2BNG, Glennon Gray Court. I just thought I'd try the Echo Link. If you hear me, Gary, let me know.
And they would like to say good evening. KD2BNG, Mr. Glenn down there in Gray Court. Sounds real good there, Glenn. Got the audio set up just right. You're really good. Sounding good on Echo Link. But you take care, and we appreciate you being with us tonight. Going back to the alphabet, let's see if we have any others. Quebec through Tango, Q through T for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Kilo 4 Sierra Uniform Golf, K4SUG, Ray Traveler's Rest. No traffic, good evening, Gary.
Ray, hope you're doing well, and happy birthday, a little bit late. I started to call you yesterday, and I said, no, his phone's probably ringing off the hook, so I'll let him wait a day. But happy day after your birthday. Hope you have many, many more, and I'll be back to you for some comments in just a little bit. Tell Miss Edie we said hello. Moving up in the alphabet to the Uniform Through Zulu group, U through Z for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KBOS. Kilo Bravo 1 Zulu Alpha. KB1ZA. Joe in Easton Ollie. Negative and negative.
KBOS. Number 1. Please check in and out. KI4. ZLW Randy. KJ4. CRL Linda. In Asheville. 24 Whiskey. That's KC4W, Bill in Anderson. Good evening, Gary, and all on the net. No traffic, no roundtable. Thanks.
KOS, Black Street 4, Uniform. Name is Wayne. QTH is Boiling Springs, North Carolina. We'll be in and out. Back to net control.
4DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KB1ZA, Minister Joe, up there in Easton Ollie. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. And KI4VLW, Mr. Andy, and his sweet bride, KJ4CRL. That's Miss Linda. You're up there in Asheville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Randy. Tell Linda we said hello. And KC4W, that's Mr. Bill. He's down in Anderson. Appreciate you being here, Bill. And KX4UU, Mr. Wayne, up there at Boiling Springs, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Wayne. Sounding good tonight. Additional stations, Uniform through Zulu for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. Please check in out of turn. Kilo November 4, Romeo Delta Echo. This is Greg. We're in Powdersville this evening. We're on a mobile. We'll be negative and negative. 7-3s.
DOS. Please check in Kilo 4, X-ray Bravo. K4XB. Name is Tommy. I'm located in southern Greenville County. I'll be negative and negative. Good evening to you and Miss Joy and everyone on the net.
Control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Echo Delta, KO4, EDB, is Amory, on a mobile in Piedmont.
For DOS on the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, like to say good evening to KN4RDE, Mr. Greg, is over Powdersville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Greg. And K4XB, Mr. Tommy, down there in southern Greenville County. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Tommy. And KO4EED. And I missed your name. It was my fault, not yours, over there at Mobile in Piedmont. Give me your name again, please.
Name is Amory. I'll be negative and negative for this evening.
Freddie Amory, I got it. I appreciate it. Thanks for coming back and letting me know. Every once in a while I get behind or my pencil point breaks or something like that. But I do appreciate the patience. I hope you have a great evening. You be careful out there on the mobile. Let's try Echo Link stations again. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS. Well, maybe Wendy will come back in a minute or two to check in with us. Let's see where we are. We've already been to Uniform through Zulu, so we'll go to the Alpha through Delta, A through D for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KOS, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike, at Jim and Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
Good evening, Gary. Please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Alpha Oscar Whiskey. This is David and Inman. We'll be negative and negative tonight. Hope everyone's doing all right. 73s.
KI4DOS. Hey, enjoying the net. Please check in Whiskey 4, Alpha, Kilo Golf, a.k.a. the Easley. I got one for the squad there.
KI4DOS. Please check in Whiskey 4, Delta Juliet Whiskey. W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
Good evening, Gary and the net. I am negative and negative.
It's KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4BDM, Mr. Jim. He's over there at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Jim. And KO4AOW, Mr. David. He's up there in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. and W4AKG. That's my neighbor, AK, over here in Easley. Appreciate you being with us tonight, AK. Tell Miss Teresa we said hello, and I'll be back to you to get right and put a swap net just a little bit. Then I had almost a perfect double, but I think I got both of you. At least I hope I did. We'll see. I'd like to say good evening to W4DJW, Mr. Dave. He's over in Greer. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dave. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. And N4DIZ, Mr. Joe, up Traveler's Rest. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Joe. Additional stations, Alpha through Delta, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS,
Blue Ridge
2-meter net.
Here's Kilo
Oscar 4. Bravo, X-ray, Echo, Kilo 4-BAC. Michael in Green River, North Carolina. I want to say thank you to KI4BOW Randy for helping me get my station set up today. I'm being negative and negative.
This is KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening to KO4BXE, Mr. Michael, up there at Green River, North Carolina. Michael, did I get your call right?
Yes, sir. Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo X-ray, Echo, KO4BXE.
Okay, young man, we got you in the log. Appreciate you being with us. Come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you. This net beats at 9 p.m. each night. Different net controller. I just happen to be the lucky one in the hot seat tonight. But come back as often as you can. We'd love to have you. Let's try Echo Link stations again. Echo Link stations only for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Hello, Gary. Thanks for giving me another chance. This is Wendy KN4HTP. I'm in Simpsonville, and I'll be negative and negative. And please also check in my husband, Mark, W2MJB, Whiskey 2, Mike, Juliet, Bravo. And he'll be negative and negative also. Thanks for calling the net.
And I would like to say good evening to KN4HTP, Miss Wendy, down here in Simpsonville. Wendy, I figured you and Mark might be out walking the dog or something, and you couldn't quite hear it when I called for Echo Link, so I'm going to try to get you in the log if I see you up there on the screen. Y'all take care, and she brings along Mark, her husband, W2MJB. They're both down there in Simpsonville. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Wendy. Tell Mark we said hello. Going back to the alphabet, let's move up to the Echo through Hotel, group E through H, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Net control, KI4DOS, please check in. KJ4HIG, and check in my sweet bride, Robbie. KJ4KOH, Gravel. Negative.
Chris, please check in WB4, Fox, Echo, Echo, Dan, over Northern Simpsonville. Good evening, Gary, Miss Joy, everybody on the net. And Gary, just check me in and out, I think. Over.
For DOS. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu, November Harry. Good evening, Gary, and everybody else. Negative to negative tonight. Thanks.
Foxtrot, Hotel, Juliet, Sheen, and Taylor's negative and negative. Over.
4DOS. 4EQP, Kilo, Oscar, 4, Echo, Quebec, Papa, Josh, and Edmund, negative and negative.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. I'd like to say good evening, KJ4HIA, Mr. G. And his sweet bride, KJ4KOX, Miss Robbie. They're over in Greenville. Appreciate y'all being with us, Gene. Tell Robbie we said hello. And WB4FEE, Mr. Dan, down there in Northern Simpsonville. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Dan. Tell Miss Joan we said hello. And KC4EZN, Mr. Harry, up there in Candler, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us, Harry. And W4FHJ, Mr. Gene, he's over at Taylor's. Appreciate you being with us, Gene. And KO4EQP, Mr. Josh, and he's up in Inman. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Josh. Additional stations echo through hotel for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
I said hello, and please check in and out. Kilo, Kilo 4, Foxtrot Tango Uniform, KK4, FTU, Richard, Northwest Anderson County, Slap Town, and I'm still looking for that power plug, Gary. Thank you.
For like say good evening. KK4, FTU, Mr. Richard, down there in Slap Town. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Richard. Let's move on up to the India through Lima group, I through L, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I'm James. Up here on the mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. And I'll be negative and negative and saying 73s for each one of you.
DOS. Hope you and Miss Joy are well. Please check in. Whiskey 4, India, Oscar, Echo. See it in Fletcher, North Carolina. Thank you for calling the net, Gary. Good evening to you and Joy. Good evening to all on the net. No traffic, no comment.
K4DOS. Please check in. Kilo 4 Juliet Kilo Hotel. John in Horseshoe, North Carolina. I'll be negative and negative. 73s to you and all on the net.
DOS. Please check in. Kilo, Kilo 4. Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4. Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, if you would, please. Everyone have a good night. 7-3.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We'd like to say good evening, KK4JFO. That's Mr. James. He's up there at the top of the mountain in Tuxedo. Appreciate you being with us tonight, James. And W4IOE, Mr. Sid. He's a little further north up there at Fletcher. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Sid. And K4JKH, Mr. John. He's up in Horseshoe, North Carolina. Appreciate you being with us tonight, John. And KK4JBQ, Mr. Larry. And his sweet bride, KC4MFK, Miss Donna. They're over in Greer. Appreciate y'all being with us tonight, Larry. Tell Donna we said hello. And K3JOY, that's my pretty little bride, Joy. And she brings along our son, Anthony, KI4DGY, up in Charlotte. They're on the phone in there, probably talking about me, which is a good thing. At least they got a good subject. Additional stations, India through Lima, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
Yes, please check in. Whiskey Alpha 4, Kilo Charlie. This is one, mobile in Greenville. No traffic, no comment, but listen, 73.
I'd like to say good evening to my buddy Warren, WA4KC. Mr. Warren out there on the mobile tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Juan. Tell Carolina and the rest of the family we said hello. And a little bird called Chuchin told me that you'd been under the weather. Y'all doing better now?
We're doing pretty good. We've got 2 weeks. 2 weeks, but we're doing all right now. We're doing real good now.
Glad to hear it. I hope y'all continue to improve and don't get sick no more like that. We don't want you to get sick. y'all take care. We'll talk at you a little bit later. Let's open it up to the big group all the way through the alphabet, A through Z, for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
DOS. DOS, please check in Kilo Alpha 2, Tango X-ray, Juliet, KA2, DLJ, Jim, Tapers, negative.
Check in Bob, K4RHF, Kilo 4, Romeo, Foxtrot, I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative tonight.
for DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening, KA2TXJ. That's Mr. Jim. He's over there at Taylor's. And appreciate you being with us, Jim. And K4RHF. That's Mr. Bob. He's also over there at Taylor's. And folks, Bob spells his name little B, O, big B, just to be different. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Bob. Hope you're doing well. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Call KI4DOS.
KI4DOS. This is Kilo Victor 4, Nancy Charlie, Gabriel in Greenville. I will be listening.
And I would like to say good evening to KV4NC. That's another buddy of mine, Gabriel, over there in Greenville. Gabriel, hope y'all are doing well. Tell Veronica we said hello. And did you get to see Alex over the weekend?
We didn't see it until this next weekend. Not this one, but the next one.
Well, I'll talk to you before then. But tell him we said hello. Hope he's doing well. Hope all y'all doing well. Hope your guard's doing good. Any others all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS. Most everybody for the time being, this is KI4DOS, now securing the formal portion of the net. We're our thanks for all those folks checking in with us. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the swap net portion of the net, stopping periodically for additional check-ins. Then we'll go on to the RACG. I got one gentleman with an item for the swap net. We'll grab him first, and then we'll see if there's any others. W4AKG, Mr. AK. AK, what have you got for us tonight?
W4AKG, I got a Kenwood voice recorder, voice guide, model number VGS-1 that will fit several of the Kenwood radios, the 480SAT, 480HX, and the 590 series, and a bunch more, but I don't know what all they are. So if your radio needs a voice board and you don't have one, look and see what it is, because I know there's several of them out there, but this is VGS-1, and I want $45 for it. Thank you, Gary. Do good, buddy. W4AKD.
All righty, AK. You have for sale tonight a Kenwood voice recorder board. It's a VGS-1. It fits the Kenwood 590 series, the 480 SAT and the 480HX, and probably some bunch of others. You just have to do some research to make sure it fits your transceiver. And you would like $45 for it, correct?
Thank you, sir.
I got your contact information is 864-509-6653, correct?
Roger, roger.
We're doing pretty good tonight. I got it all in one try. Does anyone need any fills on this VGS-1 that AK just listed? Right now, AK, we'll run this for a few weeks. When you sell this item, if you don't mind, let me know. That way I can keep my book straight. You still got that other item on there too, right?
Yes, sir. Sure do. Thank you.
Okay, buddy. I'll be reading it off in just a minute or two. Do we have anyone else with anything else they would like to add to the SwapNet book or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book? Call KI4DOS.
OS. Gary, this is Joe, KB1ZA. Do I have any listings left on the net?
Real quick, Joe. No, you don't.
Gary, yeah, I've been working nights, and now that I'm getting off, I just wanted to check and make sure so I didn't tie you up. I appreciate it.
I appreciate it, and you take care. I'm glad you're not working nights anymore. Now you can get in here with us and
talk with us a little bit. You take care. Anyone else with anything else they would like to add or anything I need to take off of the SwapNet book, call KI4DOS. Additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start the reading of the SwapNet book. Call KI4DOS. KI4DOS and the Blue Ridge 2-meter SwapNet. First item we got up on the SwapNet tonight is for sale. It's an Astron RS-70A. That's a 70-amp power supply. He would like $250 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Adam up is looking for. Got a fella still looking for that power cord for a Yaesu FT-277. He says it's the same power plug as the FT-101, but he can't seem to find one. Does anyone need any fields? Next item up is for sale. A fella has two Collins 388 receivers. He has a phase monitor and a Hammerlin SP600. He said to make him an offer on some of these. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an ICOM 746 Pro. It has the matching external speaker and hand mic. He would like $700 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's a Drake MN2000. That's an antenna tuner. He would like $225 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's an Ameritron AL811H. That's an HF amplifier. He would like $700 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Up is for sale. It's a Collins 30L1. That's also an HF amplifier. He would like $700 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is looking for, got a fellow looking for a Yaesu FL2100B. That's an HF amplifier. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. It's an ICOM IC27H. That's a 2-meter transceiver. He would like $30 for it. Does anyone need any fields?
DOS, GA2VNG. I could always use another 2-meter.
Jim, KO4BDM has that listed. You can reach him at 864-435-3503. After 9 a.m. Copy.
Come back with the name and call sign again.
All right, his name is Jim, and his call sign is Kilo Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike.
Oscar 4, Bravo Delta Mike. Okay, got ya. Thanks a lot.
Glenn, and he said not to call after 9, until after 9 a.m. I'll get that out in a minute. Hope you and Jim get together on that one. The next item up is for sale. It's also an ICOM 2-meter. It's an ICOM IC229H. He would like $30 for it. Does anyone need any fields? Item up is for sale. A gentleman has a brand new set of tubes for a Collins 32B transceiver. He said that he's got a tube tester he'll throw along in with it if you want the tubes. Does anyone need any fields? Him up is for sale. It's an Ameritron 811H. It's wired for 120 volts, and he would like $450 for it. Does anyone need any fields? The last item we got on the SwapNet book tonight, folks, is for sale. It's a Drake L4B. That's an HF amplifier. Has the Harbach mods. It is wired for 220 volts, and he would like $550 for it. Does anyone need any fields? To conclude the reading of the SwapNet book tonight, appreciate all you fine folks stay around and listen to the reading of the SwapNet book. Those that listed items, I'll run those for a few weeks when you sell or find the items you're looking for. If you don't mind, let me know, and that way I can keep my book straight on this end. Do we have additional check-ins all the way through the alphabet before we start to rag you? Call KI4DOS.
Recheck.
DOS. Again, Kilo Golf 4, Whiskey November, Baba, landing. Mobile, easily, in and out.
Kilo Oscar 4, Delta, Zulu Tango. K04DZT. Colin, up here in Balsam Grove. Actually looking for a reasonably priced paycheck, over.
KI4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Got your recheck. I'll be right back to you, Joe. Like to say good evening, KG4WNP. Mr. Landon on the mobile over here in Easley tonight. Appreciate you being with us tonight, Landon. You be careful out there on the mobile. And KO4DZT. And that's Colin, is that right?
Charlie Oscar Lima, India November, Colin.
I got it. And you are looking for a reasonably priced HF transceiver, is that correct?
Yes.
Get in touch with you if they've got one there, Colin.
Is CollieMax24@gmail.com. That is Charlie Oscar Lima Lima India Echo Mike Alpha Charlie 24@gmail.com. CollieMax24@gmail.com. To itself.
Colin, it's CollieMax24@gmail.com. That's Charlie Oscar Lima Lima India Echo Mike Alpha Charlie 24@gmail.com. I got you down for some rag chew in just a few minutes, but we got you down. Got that HF transceiver you're looking for on the swap net, and I'll read that off again next Wednesday night. Let's see here. Any other check-ins all the way through the alphabet for the Blue Ridge 2-meter net? Call KI4DOS.
Control. Control, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Delta, Zulu, Romeo. It's David over at 96.
4DOS in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Like to say good evening to KO4DZR, Mr. David, and he's over 96. Appreciate you being with us tonight, David. Good signal up this way from 96. Let's go see who's first on the rag chew list. That's Mr. Ray up there at Traveler's Rest. Brother Ray, did you have a happy birthday? It's UG. Mr. Ray, you around?
Just I went to sleep on you.
Ask if you had a good happy birthday yesterday. Are y'all tuckered out from it?
No, it's all everything's in good shape. We made it through another day, another birthday. It's big 9-0 this time.
And plus?
Years.
Yeah, but it's 9-0 plus. Yeah, you start on the next one now.
Yeah, 9-0 is good, isn't it? Everybody don't make it that far.
That's the truth, Ray, but we're so glad that you made it that far, and I hope you have many, many more. Of course, I don't know the way things are going. You might not want to. I ain't going to get into that right now, though.
Oh, we'll let that one slide this time. It rained most of the day, off and on all day, and it was kind of welcome up here. My garden was getting dry, and the grass was beginning to dry up a little bit, so I was glad to see the rain. Everything going, looking good now. I got the tomatoes turning red, beginning to turn red in the garden. I finally got my okra and corn in. I didn't go up there to look, see if it's poking it out of the ground yet or not, but I think it is. I have to get some more weeds out of it. Everything looking up fairly good. Can't complain about much of anything, because it wouldn't do any good anyhow.
Right. Well, you know, it rained most of the day yesterday here, but it did rain today. At least I haven't seen it rain any. And I've been up since, about 6:15, 6:30 this morning. And I hadn't seen any rain here. But I'm glad you got a few showers up there. We got them yesterday, and the garden's looking real good. So I'm glad you got them today.
Yeah, we're thankful for it. We need it. And don't want to get washed away, but let's keep it a little damp, you know. Everything looks good, and got some volunteer butternut squash come up here to eat your little garden. And that thing's going crazy. There's some squash on there already, about 8 inches long.
That's good squash, right?
Oh, yeah, I like them, too. I think I finally got my lawnmower straightened out. I was telling you about that. Had a couple of little gremlins put some leaves in the gas tank. I don't know what they're trying to cook in there, but anyhow, it would run a little while and quit, I got one of them stretched out claws in the flexible cable deal to reach down in there and pick things out. And I picked out most of it, but I couldn't get it all. So yesterday, I took it down here at the shop and took all the gas lines loose and blew them all out with air pressure and used this, I got a vacuum job that you use if you want to change the oil without having to crawl under it. You stick the dip tube, stick it down through the dipstick tube and pull the vacuum on it, sucks it. I use that to suck all the gasoline out of that tank. And I think I got all the trash out along with it. I hope so, anyhow. I managed to get around. I cut all the grass all over the yard and even went up in the garden and cleaned up around it. So I think I maybe got my trouble cleared.
Yeah, I'm so glad to hear that. You know, little pieces of trash like that, it don't take much to get across that little fuel line, which is not but, I don't know, maybe a 3/16 or an eighth of an inch or 3/16 in diameter. It ain't big, and it don't take much to starve it from getting enough fuel. But I'm glad you got it all taken care of, and I hope it lasts you. I hope it runs for a whole lot longer time, and hope them little gremlins don't decide to shove something else back down in that tank.
I might have a word of prayer with them two little gremlins if they do that again. But they're children, and they're playing. They didn't realize what they was doing. I know that, and you do too. So we'll forgive them this time. Anyhow, I'm thankful I had a fuel filter in the line. Because I didn't have to go take the carburetor apart.
And that carburetor is a little more complicated than the smaller ones. What is that? Is that 23 horse or is that bigger?
Yeah, it's 22. That's a big horsepower engine to running a lawnmower.
But I tell you what, it does a good job because it's got to spin them blades and then turn all them tires and, all the transmission and the transfer cases and who knows what underneath there, but it does a good job.
Yeah, it does a good job. I'm real glad I got that thing. Everybody kind of looked at me like I had rocks in my head when I give up on the standard models and got the zero turn. And it took a little getting used to, but since I got used to it, me and it get along pretty good. And I can get the grass cut in about two-thirds of the time it used to cut me on the other machines when I had to make such wide turns on them. Got my upper gate working now. I've been having some problems with it. And I got me a new controller and put on, a new gate controller and put on it. And I worked on that thing, and it wouldn't do what I wanted it to do. And I got the troubleshooting guide out, and I read about it, and I went back and double-checked my wire and made sure it was good. I couldn't find anything at all wrong with it. kept going back to that troubleshooting guide, and it said trouble was in the motor circuit. Well, that was rather obvious to me because the motor wouldn't run, so I kind of shook my head at that. And then I got to thinking. I was using the old battery that was on the old controller, and the battery's in the motor circuit too, you know. So I got my voltmeter out and I checked it. The open circuit voltage on the battery looks real good. It's 12.6 volts, right where it's supposed to be. Hit the button on the gate and it dropped a little over, just a shade over 9 volts. So I went and bought me a battery and everything's great.
All that you used to say, Ray, kiss, keep it simple.
Yeah, you got that right. And quit looking for the complicated problems. Look for the obvious ones first.
If we get carried away, and you know, we'll start reading the troubleshooting guide, and it'll say this and this and this and this, and it don't say the obvious.
Well, you live and learn, I reckon, and the obvious is what you just seem to overlook for some reason or other. And the first thing that you ought to do, I think, in anything that's battery-powered, is check the battery.
You check it with the meter that needs to be checked under a load.
That's the secret to the whole thing. And you can run into that in your automobiles, too. You can check the voltage on that battery all day long. It'll look beautiful until you put a load on it.
Car batteries either, Ray. My lawnmower started acting up here. Oh, it's been a couple of years ago. I ought not say anything, but I'm going to do it anyway. And I thought, well, you know, generator's not charging the battery like it's supposed to be. So I checked everything, and everything was good. I'd have to put the battery on charger, and I'd put it on charger, and it cranked it up the next day. Let it sit a day, and it wouldn't crank. So I finally decided that I'd check it when I was trying to start it. And, you know, that thing dropped down to about almost 6 volts. It wouldn't do nothing. It wouldn't even click. So I said, So I said, I should have done this to start with. I went and bought me a new battery.
I had the same problem on this truck. And you had an open cell in that battery, one of them, at least one of them. And it looks good in open circuit, but it's when you put a load on it, it goes to the ground. And this particular one was I had a battery problem, and it was just no battery. It just wore out, so I replaced it with a new battery. And it charged up. Everything worked fine to a day or two. If you let it sit more than one day, like you say, it wouldn't crank. So I kept looking for something about the truck that was pulling the battery down. Something loaded it down and pulling it down while it's sitting out here. There again, couldn't find anything. So I got the load tester out on that one, checked and come up with the same thing you did. Carried it back to where I got the battery and told him I needed a battery. It had an open cell in it. Well, I got to take it back here and test it before I can replace it. Well, I said, well, you just go right ahead and test it, but I want another battery. And he took it back out and put it on his charger and tested it. Come back out and said, well, you was right. It's got a bad cell in it. And he gave me another battery, so we was all happy.
Easy to get along with, right? You know, some of them, they don't want to take care of the warranty on the batteries like that. But I'm glad they didn't give you no trouble. I don't mind if they take it back and check it, you know. I checked it, and they check it many times as they want to. Still going to be the same way.
Yeah, well, you don't have to have a sophisticated testing machine for it. All you got to do is turn the headlights on.
You know, there's a lot of people who don't think about that.
It works. Anyhow, we get along pretty good down there. They're good people. But I can't blame them for wanting to test it themselves. Because I've been down this road before. Some people come tell me this and that, the other was wrong with it, and trying to make me feel like it's my fault. And you look back on it, and obviously it was something else. They just wanted to get me to make it good so they come out without having to spend anything. For you on that one, I overhauled an engine for a boy, and he come back by here several times. He was tickled to death of that engine. Running real good, and he was proud of it. And this was in the fall of the year. It hadn't turned cold yet. After the first cold spell come by, he came back around here and said, "He's getting water and oil." Got to checking on the thing, trying to find out what was wrong, and sure enough, it was getting water and oil, so I thought head gasket. But I checked compression and everything, and it wasn't a problem, so got to asking him questions, and when I had give it back to him, I asked him, "You want me to put antifreeze in it, or are you going to put it in there?" Well, he'd take care, him and his daddy would take care of that, so they let it go. I'll never do that again. But I'd ask him about the antifreeze, and said, "Well, no, but we didn't put antifreeze in it," and I had checked it and didn't have any in it, but that was obvious because it had been leaking. And then he told, "But Daddy had been draining the water out of it every night." "Dear, you don't drain the water out of these modern-day blocks, over."
"There ain't going to be some left in there, Ray."
"Yeah, pull the oil plug out, and the water come pouring out of that oil pan. I pull the oil pan down, there's a split in the number one cylinder wall about 2 inches long."
"That ain't good."
"Well, I tried to do him right. I told him if he'd get another engine, I'd put it in for him, but I wasn't replacing or repairing that one."
"Well, yeah, he could expect you to repair it or replace it after he had already driven it for a while."
"I guess he thought I was stupid enough to accept the fact that it happened all by itself and it was my fault. He obviously wanted me to fix it for nothing."
"But unfortunately, there's some folks out there that always want something for nothing."
"Well, you had to learn who's who and who's not, learn who to listen to and who not to. I never had much trouble with that kind of setup, and I won't keep on, Gary. I'm getting running my mouth too much, I reckon. But as much as I worked on automobiles, I only had a couple of times when somebody tried to pull something like that on me. That was one of them. Another was on a Volkswagen, and I had another one on a car. I had a transmission problem that he messed up with, but I got that straightened out, and we ended up, because we continued to be friends, but I didn't pay for no repair work over."
"That's a good way to do it, Ray. You know, you hate to do it, but sometimes you have to. I used to work on appliances, and this lady called in, and her machine wouldn't do something, and I went over to check it, and she had the old clamshell timer on her washing machine, and her husband was an electrical engineer, and he had taken it off and taken it apart, and the little springs and the little feelers and the points and everything was all over everywhere. I had to put it all back together, and I looked at her, and I said, "Well, I hate to do it, but, my normal fee is this, but I'm going to have to charge you this for it." And her husband was standing there, and he says, "Well, why have you got to double it?" I said, "Because you're going to pay me for what I know this time." I said, "You're an electrical engineer, and you can't put it back together, but I can." His wife looked at him and said, "Shut up and pay him."
"Sometimes it ain't what you do, it's what you know, Gary."
"Truth, right. But anyhow, I thought that was right cute little deal when his wife turned around and told him what he was going to do."
"I can picture that now. But Anyhow, that goes with working for the public. You're going to run into people like that. I've found it the best thing to do is just kind of go along with them as much as you can. If it's something that they obviously caused, but it ain't going to cost you a whole lot of time or effort to correct it, go ahead and correct it and tell them about it and let them go.